Time is ticking. Time is ticking. Did you dance out in the rain? Time is ticking. Time is ticking. Did you jump out of a plane? Did you make love on a train? It's not too late. Time is ticking. Time is ticking. Did you wash away the pain? Time is ticking. Time is ticking. Did you finish war and peace? Did you make peace with a friend? It's not too late. Does life just spin round like the hands of a clock? Are we just pushing time? Or is time pushing us? The grind to the train, to the bus, to the plane, be on time to the end of your life. No, it's no life for me. Let's make life sublime. Time is ticking. Time is ticking. Did you dance out in the rain?
Hello everyone, in case you hadn't guessed, it's Paul Hopkins talking about time. Time is ticking. Let me just sort this out a bit. This is very very loud. There you go. Time is ticking. In the case of Greg Reporter there. What great lyrics. And it is the theme. I didn't realise quite how on message he would be. Got three songs talking about time. Just saying, in my introduction to Audio Mo, June 1st, this is going to be June 2nd, Audio Mo 2014, that time has gone so quick. And if you have got time to listen to this, it's probably about 15 minutes, if that, maybe less. But have you got time to listen to it? I don't know. I mean, is it worth it? There's those sort of questions, of course. But what is happening with time? Time seems to be going so quickly, doesn't it? So I'm just going to really play three songs. That was the first one, Greg Reporter. Second one is going to be Time is Dancing. That's by Ben Howard.
We're now approaching King's Norton.
This might be why time goes so quickly, because, you know, you're always on the go. He said it, didn't he? You know, there's like, you're going to catch a bus, a train, a plane. What are you going to do? What's happening? That are we pushing time, or is time pushing us? Very interesting. Apparently it's a theory that happens when you're older, but no, because Nathan talks about it. He's nearly 13. He talks about time going quickly. And that's not a phenomenon I've known of, that young people talk about it going quickly. Theorise on it with me, and maybe comment what you think. Here's the second song anyway, and I hope you'll enjoy it. I'm not sure where I'll be when I do the next bit of this. Probably off the train, because time is ticking, I've got to get to work, but I'm on my way. Here it is. Thank you.
wrapped up in dissonance. I'm sorry that I just walked away, lost in the insignificance of mine. I had no words to say. Now I am better, I implore you to say it isn't right. Somewhere deep in history, your father pulled the teeth out of your fight. Hold it in here, let's go dancing. I do believe we're only passing through. Wired again, I look who's laughing. You again, all you, all you, all. Hold it in, oh, let's go dancing. I do believe we're only passing through. Wired again, oh, look who's laughing. Me again, all fired up on you. And now she's caught between what to say and what she really.
Gonna do one more because I've got to get off the train. And how cool is that, though? Everyone's kind of obsessed with time, aren't they? Everyone sort of, you know, what is it? We're just passing through. That one, wasn't it? And all kinds of things going on. It's all about making it count, in my opinion. And maybe that's why it goes quick, because I do fill my life up with a lot of things. But why are you doing that? You know, are you filling it with good things? Are you filling it with bad things? Whatever your position is this morning, make time count. That's my thing. I'm going to play one more song. It's by Eric Whittaker Singers, recorded live at iTunes Festival 2014. And it's simply called Time. Speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening. And everyone, keep on doing Audio Mo. June 2014 seems to be the month where everyone's coming out. It's really good to hear some new faces. Hear some new faces. I didn't mean that phrase, but it's a good one. Yeah, hear some new faces. Speak to you all soon.
Corey, where to begin with this? A couple of years ago, I got this incredible call, once-in-a-lifetime call, from the film composer Hans Zimmer. And Hans said, would you be interested in coming in and writing something together for Pirates of the Caribbean 4? And I said, yes, I would. And flash forward to a couple nights later, and the two of us were sitting with two pianos facing each other and a giant bottle of rum, drinking and writing. It was one of the great nights of my life. And Hans and I became friends, and when I called him and told him that I wanted to arrange one of his most beloved pieces for choir, he graciously agreed to join us on stage tonight to play. Please welcome the legendary Hans Zimmer.
Good evening. It's just such an honor for me to be called by one of the great composers of our lifetime. No, not him. You. So I hope I'm not going to ruin this.